position. Today is a wrap-up day. In wrapping up the Sugya Mita Emes and the Sugya of Hanaz Gar and Hanaz Mea. And I want to start off with a question in chat that we alluded to in Tosos. And then we'll see that. We'll get back to some of the halachos that we discussed as far as poletas on Hanesim. And then, again, come back to the compelling sugya of what's the mechayev of bracha, is that Hanaz Gar or Hanaz Mea? So we have alluded to the following problem. Tosis on Yudalit Amid Aleph quotes the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel, which we're going to feel very passionately about, not to diminish the implication of Rabbeinu Chananel, as the Rosh points out. And that is that by tasting and spitting out, he says that that's not called Hanaz. So the point that the Rosh says, then even if it would be a Revius, that for a tightness it would be enough to be considered Hanaz. For Bracha, it wouldn't be enough to be considered Hanaz. Why? So the Rosh said, as we saw last time, because everything's dependent on Hanaz Me'ayim when it comes to the Bracha. We're going to see later, Post can try to fudge it. But the Rosh, we're going to feel very strongly that the Rosh says that's dependent on Hanaz Me'ayim. And if it's Hanaz Me'ayim, so at the end of the day, that's the Mechayiv Lechura of Bracha. Tosis earlier, though, seemed to say not that way, as it's Arachim. Tosis Libra Maskel Dilma, Tosis said that the Sugya that asked the Shalat by Tainus was talking about Kibbul Olav. But if we're not talking about Kibbul Olav, so then in such a case where it's a Tainus HaKosuv, we're describing a Tainus in the Torah, the Pasuk in Zechariyo spells out what we call our Tanesim today. So then, even spitting out would not be acceptable. So the Tzarek Yud and Tosis is Mamadrasha. If one is going to say that the Halacha deems spitting out is not Hana, so then even on a Tainus HaKosum, so in such a case it will not be a problem. Let's leave that Tzarek Yud, and let's come back to the Halacha L'maisa conclusion that we drew yesterday during the day, as well as in the evening, in very different contexts. And that is that we argued that based on the Riyah Bar Tzalomi in Hilchos, in Ber Halach, in the Ber Halach and Simen Tav Kuf Samach Zayin, the Riyah Bar Tzalomi says that when it comes to the prohibition of Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, so there, even spitting out is going to be problematic. Now, the truth is, this Riyah Bar Tzalomi wasn't introduced by the Ber Halacha. It's the source of the Psak of the Mechaber in Tav Kuf Samach Zayin, that's in front of you. Tav Kuf Samach Zayin Aleph. Hashari b'taynis yachal litom rebiyas u'bavach yiflo. U'biyom ha'kipurim v'tisha b'av asur. So that is found in a Russian Tainis that quotes a Riyah Bar Tzalomi that says that you should be machmer and Tainis in Yom HaKippurim. What the Ber Halacha adds that the Rosh doesn't have, the Ber Halacha adds two things. One thing is going to be consistent with what we say, and then something else that he says is not consistent with what he said. And that is, that he explains, that why is it that Yom HaKippurim and Tainus of Tisha B'Av are different, that there you're not allowed to even split out? I'll tell you why. Because over there, it's like being Moshe that's Bo Mamayim. Over there, while Yom HaKippurim, you're not allowed to even stick your hand into water. So last night we spoke about in Drush, why that would be so, that Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av you equate. But we're going with the assumption, Psachim Nun Dalim and Beis, you equate the two. Oh, so if we equate the two, so now, he says, therefore there is a prohibition of putting in your mouth. By definition, it's going to be Asr. So hence, we suggested that it could be, according to, I was talking in the Psach of the Mechaber. The Psak of the Mechaber, then one would not be allowed to use mouthwash on Yom HaKippurim and the other Tanesim. So first of all, I just want to point out two things. Number one is, if you follow the Yesh Machmirim in the Rama, then it would apply to all Tainus Tzipuris, not just Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av. But Me'ikr Dedina, according to everybody, it would apply to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes the Minchas Yitzchak and others that say that one should be Machmir even on all other Tanesim based on this Yesh Machmir. But Me'ikr Dedina, according to the Mechaber, then it's going to be us. Number one. Number two, is that Simcha came along and he was massive on what I had said, and Simcha pointed out that the Be'er Halacha is not masbir the Riyah Bartzaloni the way I said it. Now, I do agree that the Be'er Halacha doesn't say what I said, but at the same time, I think that's the pshat. What I said, I'm very happy with this pshat Nevi Bartzaloni, but I have to concede that Chafetz Chaim didn't say this. Because Chafetz Chaim learns the following. Chafetz Chaim says that we see that we're so machmir for any type of time of rechitza on Yom HaKippur, to the point that any type of hana, even by putting one's finger into water, by definition, that creates an isur on Yom HaKippur. So here we have this heightened, extreme isur of hana when it comes to achila. That's the reason why it's going to be usur. Why does it make a difference whether you say it my way or you say it simplest way? Well, it could very well be that it's not called hana at all when it comes to mouthwash. It's just some type of way of cleansing out the mouth. So unless you say it's part of the Yisra of the Hoshit that's bo mamayim, it's not clear it will qualify as an Yisra of Hana. So it could be, according to the Be'er Halacha, maybe mouthwash, you might be more likely to be able to be makil. But either way, we see from this Be'er Halacha, or the Riyah Bartzaloni, that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim and Tishba, we have something more heightened. Either what's heightened is this idea of Lahoshet that's bo, and that even applies to spitting something out. Or what's heightened is that there is a heightened Hana that's going to be us. Yes, Shmua. So that's my machlokis, me and Simcha. I hold has nothing to do with eating. I hold that the iser of putting something in one's mouth and spitting out is the iser of, just like you're not allowed to put your finger into water, so too you're not allowed to put water into your mouth. The Be'er Halacha doesn't understand it. The Be'er Halacha says that since we're so sensitive in Hilchos Rechitza, we're also going to be so sensitive in terms of the halachos of Hano. Okay, you have the Chavetz Chaim. So that's what he's saying. That's how he's learning. I think that my pshat in the Riyah Bartzaloni is a good pshat. In fact, I think it just fits in more structurally in the Rush in Tainus. But clearly, the great Maran Chavetz Chaim said a little bit differently. Now let's come back to Tosfos. Let's come back to the supposed steel. There is a big discussion in the Beis Yosef, which you have on the other side of the photocopy. What does Tosfos mean when he talks about Tainus HaKosuv? So first, the Beis Yosef quotes in Sif Katan Aleph. He says, Mashma de Bechlala Tainus HaKosuv and Shivasa B'tasha Sarvatevis, as the Pasuk in Zechariah says. So why? Why, when it comes to the Tainus HaKosuv, is it going to be different? So maybe the part is like this. Just like we see that when it comes to the Psak of the Mechaber based on the Riyah Bartzaloni, we're more sensitive to the Halachos of Hanah, as the Chavetz Chaim explained. So too, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, to Shar Taneisim, a Tainus HaKosuv, so then we're more machmir on Hanah, the Hainu, that in terms of the regular halachos of Hanah, objectively in Hilchos Hanah, we would say that this doesn't qualify Hanah. Vis-a-vis brachos, the fellow did not have Hanah. There is no Hanah. However, when it comes to Tainus, since we see that we go so far into Tainus and we say that it's also Adam Hoshe and Spo Bamayim, and we push the Gedarim of Ti'ima as being going so far as saying something that's not even called a halachic achila, it's not even called a halachic hanah, so then on those tanesim we're machmir. As far as achilas hanah, there is no achilas hanah over here. As far as rechitza, no one is going to say to me, Moshe Etzbo Bamayim even qualifies as rechitza. But we see that there's some type of chumrah, so then when it comes to Shar Tanesim, also we're going to say that as well. Now, I want to point out to you that this is exactly the svara of the Trumas Hadeshim based on the Tosos. And he goes so far as to prohibit mouthwash. Take a look at Sifkot and Gimel the Beis Yosef, where he quotes the Trumas Hadeshim. Because of all the Trumas Hadeshim, Sholu al Misha Dark Olechot Pib B'Shachris, Beisha de Tainis Sibur Lo Kashul Mevet Hachim. Avo Tainis Yachid Shari, Tainis Sibur, it's going to be Aser. Now, in Hilchos Brachos, in terms of Hanah, it's not called Hanah. So that's the answer to in Tosos. That Enoch Hanami, in objective Halachos Hanah, we don't find that. But let's take the paradigm. On Yom HaKippurim, we see that there's this heightened expression of any type of association of Hanah is automatically Aser. So hence, it comes to a tiny Tzibur that it's going to be Aser as well. That's the best pshat that I could give in being Miyashev the Tosos. That in terms of objective Hanah, we don't see that it's called objectively Hanah in Kol HaTorah Kula, vis-a-vis Achilos. However, as the Be'er Halacha had brought out, we see that when it comes to Tanesim of the Kosuv, so there the Torah goes out of its way to be machmir in something that's normally not considered Hanah. So for the Halachos of Tainis, then we're going to have to be machmir. Yes, Michael. And again, the Pashtus is like the Mechaber, it's not like the Ramah. The Ramah goes and he extends it past Yom HaKippur and Tisha B'Av. The only thing is, the Ramah seems to be closer to the opinion of Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos seems to be closer to what the Ramah says, that any time we're talking about Tainis Tzibur, then it's going to be prohibited to spit out. So what will emerge is that even though yesterday we were talking in regards to Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, there is a lot of room to be machmir even in other Tanaisim as well. Yeah?
Could we say that this heightened thing, according to the Tosfos, this heightened Hana would be like Hana on the mouth as opposed to Hana on
no.
the stomach?
No. So we're not saying that. Why? Because Tosfos says that the Hana of the Chich, there Tosfos says, is not considered Hana altogether. Eino nene. Tosfos' lashon was she'eino nene. So to say that what Tosfos is saying is that on Tainis there's the Israel Hana Schich. But when it comes to others, so then the halacha is different. That will be difficult. Because at the end of the day, Tosfos says she'eino nene.
I thought she'eino nene meant stomach.
That's difficult. That's
meaning
difficult.
The reason you can spit it out, on let's say a tainis yachid, or by having to do with brachas, is because those are all dinim in hanas me'av. But you can't even have it in your mouth at all because it's a din in your mouth.
Right. I wanted to say that. I'll tell you afterwards why I couldn't say it. It's an interesting idea. I'll explain afterwards why I couldn't say that in Tosfos. What you're saying is not bad, but in the end, it's not going to add up. Okay, now let's go to topic number two, and let's summarize what we had seen yesterday in that very important Magen Avraham that the Idlei Tal makes a big deal of. And that is that what emerges from our sugya is that the Rosh had said that the chiyuv of bracha is hanas me'av. And that's why even if you have Hanah from a Revius on your Chich, and it's going to be Aser and a Tainis, there still isn't going to be a Chiyuv of Bracha. Now here's the big question. Could we go and extend this idea and say, aha, we see from here that the Mechayiv of Birches Hananin is Hanoas Me'av and not Hanoas Chich. What does that mean? What will that mean practically? Well, as we said, a bracha on on food that comes through a feeding tube. Do we say that on the one hand there's hanas me'av, on the other hand there's no hanas gor? So could you go so far as to say that according to the Rosh there would be a chiyuv of bracha, and according to others there wouldn't be? Let me just point out, as Shmuel said yesterday, we saw an Olam Moed that says that the chiyuv of bracha is actually hanas chif, that the Beis Yosef quotes that he rejects. So Shmuel is right. There's a third possibility. And that is, you could say that the Mechayev of Bracha is both Hanoas Chich and Hanoas Me'av. Such a possibility also could exist. But this is the question. Now let's take a look and see in the Makor. Now what we're going to do is we're going to traverse other areas of Kol HaTorah Kula, start to get closer and closer to Hilchos Brachos, and then see how it applies in, within Hilchos Brachos. Now, we already spoke about that in Isurim, we saw the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that by Isurim, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan, Hagnoas Goron is Mechayiv. So there we see that Isurim is already going to be different. That by Isurim, you look at Hagnoas Goron, the Rosh can't disagree with that Pesach of Rabbi Yochanan. That if a person chews beef jerky, so in such a case, there's going to be an Isur Daraisa. However, it could be that the Rosh is going to say that the Halachos of Brachos are different. So now, let's go to one place where already Kol HaTorah Kula is different than this Tchum. What's this Tchum? Yom HaKippurim. So Minchas Chinuch has a very strong argument where he says that already Yom Kippur doesn't follow simply the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan of Hanas Goram or Hanas Meyav. He argues that you're going to need both. On the one hand, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel points out, and he's going to come back to Hilchos Brachos. He's going to use Hilchos Brachos as well. But let's start in Yom HaKippurim. He says, on the one hand, the Gemara describes the shiur of Yom Kippur as being a shiur that's Yisuvei Daita. It's something that the Koseves is something that makes a person feel Yisuvei Daita. He is on some level satisfied. However, the Minchas Chinuch says, so that would tell you that what? That would tell you that the Mechayiv is Hanas Meyav, in contrast to all other Isurim and Kol HaTorah Kula. However, the Minchas Chinuch points out, you'll also see that there's another side over here when it comes to Yom HaKippur, and that is the Shiur has to be eaten in the Zman of Achilas Pras. Now, wait a second. Everybody knows that food stays in the stomach longer than the Zman of Achilas Pras. Achilas Pras is 4 minutes, 9 minutes, the amount it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Okay, so that, you're still getting Hanas Meyav. So what's that based on? So Minchas Chinuch claims, as well as we're going to see that the Magen Avraham also seems to have this opinion as well. He says like this, Ach be'emez bar de be'ina nagar es gamkein. De I lo be'ina rak milo emeayim, imkein afilu ochla shir yosem e k'dei achilas pras. Even if you eat more than a k'dei achilas pras. Calls manchalon isakel. As long as the food isn't being digested, you're going to be chayiv. Elamai, says the Minchas Chinuch. You have Kol HaTorah Kula when it comes to Isurim. Maybe you have Brachos on the other end of the spectrum. And then Yom HaKippurim, he says, is a combination of the two. Yom HaKippurim, on the one hand, you have the Halacha of Yisuvei Daita. On the other hand, you need Achilas Pras. What's based on this idea of Achilas Pras? The idea being that if you eat so slowly, then that's not considered the normal Hanas Goren. Hence, claims the Minchas Chinuch, that on the one hand you have Rabbi Yochanan by all Isurim, and we apply the halacha lemais in terms of tasting not potentially non-kosher food, that a Jew can't do that because of the pasul Hanas Goren. On the other hand, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, so then you're going to need both. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and I'll show you a parallel to it. Now he gets closer to Hilchos Brachos. He says, let's take a look at our first star of today. And that is, again, the Magen Avraham. What we're going to see is that the Magen Avraham is really going to be our star, because everybody really, really builds on it. But I'm going to get stuck at the end. We're going to see that the Magen Avraham fits in neatly, beautifully, everything works beautifully, but there it gets into a problem. And that is, let's keep all the Shittas of the Magen Avraham in line. And that is, number one, we have the Shitta of the Magen Avraham from yesterday that the Iglei Tal pointed out, that we saw, where was that? That was in Reish Yud Tes, Sifkat and Tes. That there he said that in order to be Chayiv for Birchas Hanenin, you need Hanas Meyav. And that's the reason why when you spit out, you never make a bracha. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham the following question, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. In Reish Yud Sifkat and Alevim, Ochel Ma'at, V'chazav Ochel Ma'at, M'sha Yosem Deyat Deiz Pras, De'in Mitztarev. He says, in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, if a person didn't eat the shiur of Achilas Deiz Pras, the Magen Avraham says a big chidush. A chiddush that you and I wouldn't have necessarily said. And that is, claims the Magen Avraham, that you don't have a chiyuv min haTorah of Birchas HaMazon. He quotes a Sefer Olas Tamid that quotes a Knesset HaGdolah, in your photocopy, it's in the first wide line, who says, maybe Yom HaKippurim is different. Because the Magen Avraham says, I'll bring you a ride from Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the halach is that you need also Hanaz Goran, as the Minchas Tunuch said, you need to do Achkideh for this pass. So too over here. He says the Olas Tami quotes the Knesset Gdolah L'chalek bin Yom HaKippurim. And he says that when it comes to Birches Hanenin, interesting expression, Birches Hanenin, he says the halacha is that you need what? You need Achilas Pras. No! Only Yom HaKippurim needs Achilas Pras. Birches Hanenin is going to be different. Says the Magen Avraham, no. Velonir. He says it's going to be like Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? At the end of the day, Birchas Hanenin also has an Isser component to it. What's he referring to? Presumably, we're talking about Asa La'adam Lainos Ba'olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. So he says, since when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, for a Maisa Achila, Sharech Machalos HaSuris, maybe you don't even need a Maisa Achila. Anas Garan enough is Mechayiv. However, when it comes to brachos, so then in such a case, it's like the regular halacha of Yom HaKippurim, where clearly you need on the one hand Maisa Achila. On the other hand, it needs to be Hanaz Garan. Now it comes along the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim disagrees halfway. The Prima Gadim says like this. The Prima Gadim says the Magen Avraham is right if we were talking about only a kezayis. We know from the sugyas in brachos that Midrabana, we came along and we're misakin birchas hamazon even a shir kizayis. Min haTorah it says v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. The chiyuv is dafka on sevia. So Magen Avraham comments on this. The Prima Gadim comments on this Magen Avraham and says he thinks the Magen Avraham is right that you need a ma'isa achila, you need kedei achilas pras hanaz garan is the mechay for kizayis. But if you are at the point of sevia, a person is satiated, even if he didn't eat kedei achilas pras. So then in such a case, there is going to be a chiyuv. Now the truth is, this is not so much our topic, but in Hilchos Berachas HaMazon, this is very, very practical. What emerges is, according to Magen Avraham, you need to have a shir achila of kedei achilas pras for sevia. The Prima Gadim accepts it, but then he says the same halacha would apply also for sevia, but not for kezayis, but not for sevia. So Prima Gadim is, if you will, a position that one could rely on if a person is not eating quickly, as long as he reaches the state of sevia. But what emerges on the page of Shulchan Aruch, both according to the Magen Avraham and according to Prima Gadim, for a kezayis to make a Birchas HaMazon, so there one needs to eat the Achilas Pras. Okay, so we went from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to Yom HaKippurim, where Minchas Chinuch says, all right, move over a little, not entirely Kol HaTorah Kula. Then we see that the Magen Avraham connects Yom HaKippurim and Brachos. But he connects it to Birchas HaMazon. So here's the open question, Rabbi Osei. Could you take the Yisod that says that Birchas HaMazon, the Mechayiv, also needs to be Hanaz Garon, and say that if the rule of Hanaz Garon applies to Birchas HaMazon, vis-a-vis the halach of Kezayis L'chol Pahal Prima Gadim, or in the Magen Avraham's world, even for all parts of Birchas HaMazon, you need Hanaz Garon. And if you don't have Hanaz Garon, what's the Raya of Hanaz Garon? Because Kezayis L'chol Pahal Pras, the Minchas Chinuch, at least the way Minchas Chinuch understood it, that's a halach in the Ma'is Achila. You need a Hanaz Garon because Sviya the fellow has. So does that show us that when it comes to Hilchos Birchas Hanenin, the same rule applies? The Hainu, what does that mean? That even though there is Sviya, and the halach of Sviya says that you should make a Birchas HaMazon, but the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim both assume that when it comes to the halachas of Birchas HaMazon, you also need Hanaz Garon. Why? Because they say that's part of the definition of Achila, as we see from Yom HaKippurim, and there's no difference between the two. So Rabosai, I'm not sure. It's an open question. And the nafkamina will be, do you need Hanaz Garon? Do you need a Nazgarn? So I saw one sefer that wanted to bring a raya that yes, you need Hana'as Garon for a Birchas Hananin as well, and not even according to the Magen Avraham. Because Rashi described the Birchas Hananin in terms of the Bracha Achrona. What did he quote? This is a nice sefer. Seder HaBrachos. Seder HaBrachos. So it's a contemporary Rav Weinberg who quotes the Rashi that we spent a lot of time on. Rashi in the Aflamidei on the base by Zuke Maske says that when it comes to Bracha Birchas Hananin, V'achaltok Siv. So he quotes the Halacha of Bracha Achrona. So we see that the Hagdara of Bracha Achrona is equated to Bracha Rishona. Okay, but you could be mefakpek a little bit. Maybe Rashi there is only talking about in terms of Mazik, but to say that all of the halachos of Bracha Rishona we learn out from Bracha Achrona, that one could possibly be mefakpek with that right. So I am not so convinced, I'm not sold that the Magen Avraham is really relevant to our Shaila. So we went and we tried. We tried from starting from Kol HaTorah Kula by Isurim to Yom HaKippurim to we see that the Magen Avraham actually in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon equates the two. But the question is now whether you go so far to Birchas HaNen. So let's stop even already with the observation Halacha L'maisa. And that is that if you take the construct of the Minchas Chinuch, that Hana'as Garon is part of the Hagdara of Achilas Pras, and that we see from Yom HaKippurim that you need Hana'as Garon, and the Magen Avraham Beferish learns from Yom HaKippurim, so the first Halacha L'maaseh conclusion we could say definitively is that for Birchas HaMazon, a person who eats through a feeding tube in such a case does not make the Birchas HaMazon. Even though one would say, if they eat a kezayis, that on the one hand, they ate, and you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, the Magen Avraham says that you do not make. Why? Because he equates Yom HaKippurim, and Yom HaKippurim, according to Minchas Chinuch, is defined by Na'as Garon. However, I think according to Prima Gadim, that you would make the Birchas HaMazon. Because according to Prima Gadim, if it actually is something that satisfies the person, if he gets his nutrition, so according to Prima Gadim, you would make the bracha. Whether you could extend it to Birchas Hananin, L'chura, one could be mefakpek. One could say on the one hand, yes, the Hagdara is V'achalta, even by Birchas Hananin, Kishu Isavah, Mavar, Kishu Rav, Lo Kol Shekein. But on the other hand, to say that it's identical to the matter of Birchas Hananin, I am not convinced. Even though the Sefer Seder HaBrachos is convinced based on our Rashi. I don't think that Rashi is saying that, especially the way we had learned. We had learned the very fancy pshat of Rashi. That Rashi was saying V'achalta, and this is not the prototypical way of eating the Shemen. That's the way we had read the Rashi. Or even if you take the Prima Gadim's way of reading the Rashi, V'amevin Yom, Kishu Savavar, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. But that's just Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. But it doesn't mean that it borrows all the halachas of Sava. The Hainu, if you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you satiate, certainly beforehand. But maybe when beforehand, even if it doesn't have all the halachas of Sava, you would still get the bracha of Rav Lo Kol Shekein. I am not convinced that one could actually apply this Magen Avraham. But either way, what we see is an important yisod within the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to say that Hana'as Garon is part of the Hagdara of Achalta, vis-a-vis Birchas HaMazon. Yes, I see a hand. Yes, ma'am.
Would you have to have bread to say Birchas HaMazon? How could you say it on a feeding tube?
What's that?
Would you have to have like some
No,
sort of
anything
bread?
That I don't think that's you're asking an interesting question. Matt's asking, but maybe the whole halacha of Tzura Sapri and so on. I don't think that Tzura Sapri is gonna be necessary. Particularly, by the way, in feeding tubes when my wife used to be the nutritionist in Hass, many times the foods were not just a chemical food. In other words, they were mamish foods that were ground down. And then the counselors put them into the feeding tube. So in such a case, then that would be, we don't paskin that you need the tzuras hapri in the colloquial sense of looking like a fruit to be mechayev bracha. Maybe they'll knock it down for bar bria eitz, but a bracha for sure you'd be able to make. Just a maramachom that I saw, which I happen to think is the Pashtus, which I saw quoted. is the Panim Me'iros. The Panim Me'iros, I think, has the simplest approach in our sugya. And that we're a little bit in love with Panim Me'iros. Last night we quoted Panim Me'iros. So the Panim Me'iros, I think the Panim Me'iros is the Pashtus. And that is, the Panim Me'iros in Shas Chus and Chelek Beis says, you take a look at the Rosh is clear, and that is, at the end of the day, it's Hanos Me'ayim that creates Mechayim Bracha. And the Chura, what emerges from the Panim Me'iros, therefore there is a Bracha that's going to be made on food that's in a feeding tube. From the Igle Tal, that's what emerges. The Kasha Glover Rebbe in Shas Chus Eretz Tzvi, he was a tremendous tzaddik. It's kedai to read this Hakdama. When we went to Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin on the Poland trip, so it's a very beautiful kiyum to learn in the yeshiva that's still standing, Meir Shapiro, just for some tragic history. Meir Shapiro looked over his shoulder and he saw that in Lithuania they had built these yeshivas of tremendous hasmada. And what he wanted to do is take it with Poland, in Poland, but with the Hasidish twist, but still build yeshivas. And Meir Shapiro started out, it's interesting, in terms of Meir Shapiro's work, I would say 95-98% of his lifetime's work was in the yeshiva, at least once he got the idea. And Daf Yomi was like a blip on the screen, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing way of working, the yeshiva would only lasted for 10-12 years, and then the Nazis came. It was all over. And what Meir Shapiro built was an absolutely beautiful yeshiva. But the Daf Yomi, it just goes to show you never know. When you do a shtadlus in something, sometimes you put your life's work into one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards you with something else, which means that we have to value everything we do. We never know what hashpa comes out in Avodas Hashem. The tragedy of it, of course, is that it was a beautiful building, a beautiful yeshiva, and it lasted for a very, very short period of time. The other tragedy is, you know how old Meir Shapiro was when he passed away? Meir Shapiro was 41 years old. He had a massive heart attack. A couple of months after he came out from America, doing what? Begging for money. Meir Shapiro describes that he was going from house to house like a beggar, begging for a dollar or two for the yeshiva to keep up the yeshiva. And he writes, a few weeks before he had a massive heart attack, he says that he feels that he's losing his strength. He's entirely worn from it, but this is what he has to do. After Meir Shapiro was nifter, they made a new Rosh Yeshiva. This was in the mid-30s. A big, massive Talmud Chacham from Warsaw, whose name was Reb Zvi Hirsch Fromer. So we mentioned him once before. So Zvi Hirsch Fromer, of course, was one from the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer is the Eglei Tal. And he quotes this Igle Tal, which goes with the Panim Me'iros. And that is that the bracha is based on a feeding tube. So says there it's Tzvi. So that would mean that the chura, what follows from the Rebbe, the great Avnei Nezer, that you make a bracha on the food from a feeding tube. So too over here, that you make a bracha on Hanos Me'av, so therefore you would make a bracha on food from a feeding tube. However, he points out that there might be one reason to say that one should not say that. And that is, he quotes one of the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. Here, you'll take a look at it afterwards. It's Simon Chav Ches in the Eretz Tzvi. He says, if that's so, then why is it that the poskim have a suffix whether you go after the beginning of the Seuda or the end of the Seuda when it comes to mentioning Yala V'Yavo and Ritzeh? If the Iker is Hanos Me'av, so then why go after the beginning of the Seuda? So what's the Avnei Nezer himself answer? The Avnei Nezer said that you go after the beginning of the Seuda because the Maisa Achila is also important. Says the Kasha Glover, so I'll tell you in regards to Achila as well. It's true the Hanos Me'av is Mechayiv, but the Haschalas Maisa is also significant. And since the Haschalas Maisa is also significant, maybe that means that you need a Maisa Achila as well. So what the Kasha Glover is saying is the following. Really, we'll accept the Panim Me'iros as Ha'ara, that the Hanos Me'av is the Mechayiv. But it could be that the achila itself is a tnai as well in the bracha. If that's so, if the achila is shelo kederech, so then in such a case, it's not going to work. So now there's another tzad to say that there isn't a bracha on the feeding tube. And that is because the achila was shelo kederech, so in such a case, there's not going to be a bracha. Okay. So the pashtus is like the Iglei Talit said. The Kashuk Lover raises a couple of questions on the Iglei Talit, but still, the Anos Me'ayim approach is good. I don't think you could bring much of a riot from Birchas HaMosen, even though what some try to do is a little bit compelling. But at the end of the day, from Birchas HaMosen, it's true that the Anos Goren is in the Chayiv, but even there, the Prima Gadim already put a kink in the armor, because the Prima Gadim said that was only in terms of Kezayis. But in terms of Sevilla, so then in such a case, the bracha is even without the Ma'is HaKila, without the Anos Goren. So then you could say the bracha Rishona applies like that. You learn from that part of Kishu Sabim Var Kishu Rav Kol Shekhen. That's another reason why one can't learn very much from Magen Bracha. However, there is a strong raya, Rabbo said. There is a lechura, a strong raya, in the, again, from the poskim on the page. The Shari Tshuva in Reish Dalet, Siv Zayin, talks about some chazan who swallows an egg. In those days, they used to believe that eating a raw egg helps one's throat for davening for the young.
People still do it.
People still do it? So what does he say? The Shari Tshuva says, She'av she'eino nene b'tam achiloso hu nene b'mizono. He says that even though there's no hana whatsoever from the raw egg in the throat, he's nevertheless nene from the mazon. He's nene from the mazon. So what does that seem to indicate? That seems to indicate that even though there's absolutely no hanoas achila, but at the end of the day, if there's hanoas meyav, so then in such a case, there's room for a bracha. So what do we see from here? What we see from here is that when you have a ultimate expression of Anas Meir, there's a bracha. Now, I think that works well with the Panamiros and the Rosh. Ultimately, at the end of the day, there's Anas Meir. Now, you could argue that still that's different than a feeding tube, the Hainu. A feeding tube, there's no Maisa Achila at all. So there, maybe we could accept what the Eretz Tzvi said, that you need some type of Maisa Achila. But when it comes to the Hanas Meyav, so if you have a Maisa Achila with Hanas Meyav, even though there's no Hanas Goron, but that's the important part, that there's no Hanas Goron, then it's different than what the Minchas Chinuch had said in regards to Yom HaKippurim. The Halacha is different. Yom HaKippurim needs both to be Mechayev. But when it comes to bracha, the bracha rishona, that is all that one is going to need. I think it fits into the Mishnah Berurah throughout. Just 5 more minutes. I just want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah, in a few different places, almost everywhere, this fits in. The Hainu, the Mechayev, the Anos Meyav. Maybe you need a Derech Achila. But once you have a Derech Achila, you're going to be Chayev. And I could hear the possibility that one would say that even if there's no Maisa Achila at all, if the person is Nene Mimeyav, in such a case there would be room for a bracha. I just want to, there is a sefer, Moreshes Moshe, that claims after the exact opposite of what we had said, that Anaris Goron is the Mechayev. By the way, the Seder Abrachos agrees with what we had said. Hanaz Meyav, he just argues that it could be Hanaz Meyav plus you need Hanaz Goron as well. But here, the Sefer Moreshes Moshe claims that's Hanaz Goron, that's Mechayev. It could be Docha every single one of his Rayas, I think, except for one. First of all, one Raya that he brings, which I don't think is a Raya Ki Huzeh, and that is in Reish Yud, with the Simon that we've been learning. There, in Reish Yud, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to be Medayik in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kishechozer Polet, Debazei Etira Kishekhamanaso Rakletima Ba'alma. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Heter is when his kavana is l'ti'ima. Kivan she'ein lo rak hanoskip. So he wants to say, the Mishnah Berurah only says ti'ima ba'alma. But what happens if it's not ti'ima ba'alma? He enjoys the food, like we saw from the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram says you're not supposed to check if the food tastes good or not because you might get hanah. So then in such a case, he says, then we see that the halach is that it doesn't qualify as an ogarn. But I don't, if you continue the Mishnah Berurah, I don't see at all the Mishnah Berurah what he said. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes on to Farish and says, Kivan she'ein lo rak hanoskech. Exactly what we had said. Kivan she'ein lo rak hanoskech, as long as there's only hanoskech, so in such a case there's no bracha. Again, what's the mechayiv of bracha hanosmeo? So the diuk that he says, rak latima ba'alma as opposed to hana, it's nistar from the hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah. So I don't think that this Mishnah Berurah at all is a riot. You'll look up at that Mishnah Berurah, you'll decide. However, and with this I conclude, I get stuck. I get stuck, Rabosai, and I need your help. I'm convinced in the Gemara and the Rishonim, everything is mefurish. That's hanos mea. And that's what merges from Shulchan Aruch. But here's where I'm stuck. Simu kuf tzadizan. Here the Moresh Sosha has a decent raya, and you're going to have to save me. Kuf tzadizayin. The last one, I'm upset. The Magen Avraham finished Kuf tzadizayin, and he could have just as well stopped. And then he adds another sentence. Again, this is our Magen Avraham, who we've been developing the whole Mahalach through the Magen Avraham. He could have stopped. And he goes on, and he says something that l'chura doesn't fit into what we had said. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well in Kuf Tzad Zayin Sif Katan Chavches, and he says, "Mi shayes sava kodim sha'achal, a person was entirely satiated. Va'achal achilas gasa, and then he eats achila that there's no anatz meyayin. It's achilas gasa. Shelova yitzarach achila. Afal pikein." So it happens to be that Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes ballistic. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, this Magen Avraham doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows the Rosh that says, that's Hanos Me'ayim. And we have the Panim Iris, and we have the Shari Tshuva. Everybody speaks of Hanos Me'ayim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden doesn't like it. But at the end of the day, the Magen Avraham says that if a person has anas goren, even if there's absolutely no anas meayim, so in such a case there's going to be a bracha. So that seems to tell us that anas goren also is part of the mechayiv. I'm stuck. Tzarchi and gadol, l'chura, all of the Mar Mikomos point in one direction from the Shulchan Aruch and on. Once the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh, however, the Magen Avraham seems to be so ser. This last Magen Avraham, everything was perfect. It's Mamish Astir and Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Reish Yud, Sifkat and Tes, says Beferish that the Mechayu Abroch is Anos Meyav. And that's consistent with what all the Rishayim had developed. In other words, that strain of Rishonim that we pass like. We don't pass like the Rambam. And whatever all the Gedolei Achron drayed from the Mishnah, the Gedolei Aposkim today drayed from the Mishnah Berurah, that's on Bukhur. And we have the Igle Tal that's on our side. So maybe the Eretz Tzvi has a decent point. The Kashuk Lava has a decent point. Maybe you could say that you need some type of Derech Achila. Maybe, but I would, if I was pushed towards the wall, what I really think in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui of the Emes of Halacha, I would say even a feeding tube should get a Bracha Rishana. But the Kosher Glover doesn't say that, even according to Igle Tal. So if you knock out the Igle Tal, so then what are you left with? You're left with the Magen Avraham? Okay, so maybe you could be mefakbet with this. But in terms of the Etzem Mechayiv, I expect is Hanos Meiv. Maybe you need Derech Achila. Could be you need Derech Achila. But then we have this Magen Avraham that seems to be the exact opposite. I wish I had better news. Tzarchi and Gadol, I tried. But yay time. What's that? Where there's no Nahanos Me'ayim.
Other than this case of Achilas Gasa, it could be that the Magen Avraham is saying that in general, in all cases where there is Hanos Me'ayim, the Iker Hanah, the only Hanah that we care about for Biko Be'Avraham is Hanos Me'ayim. But in the situation where there's no Hanos Me'ayim, that we're going to...
But
the problem, I've got you, but the problem then is our sugya. We have discussed. You're right, we haven't discussed the nuances in the Mishnah Brura, but what about our sugya itself? Where there is hana'as kif. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Brura says, that where you have hana'as kif, so in such a case you don't get a bracha. Not like the way the Moreshus Moshe had somehow reread that to Mishnah Brura. I strongly disagree with him, but he's got me. I don't know what the... I don't know. I'll tell you my heart of hearts what I would like to do. I would like to say that Rav Yaakov Emden is right. It's the Pashtus. And the Magen Avraham learns up the sugya beautifully over there. I'm not sure what got into the Magen Avraham when he wrote that, but obviously there's a lot lacking in that mahal. Maybe the Talmidim will be able to. It seems that the Magen Avraham you need both. If you put all the Magen Avrahams together, not both. Let me just spell out Shmuel. You'll be happy with me. I was a little bit unfairly rough on Shmuel when he tried to conceptually explore yesterday. It was entirely legitimate. I just wanted to be Masada Shitas first. Of course, conceptually, now I'm ready to talk conceptually. Now that I saw all the Rishonim and Poskim, now ready to review conceptually. And that is, how many different possibilities could we have? Well, we could have the Mechayev being Hana'as Garen. We could have the Mechayev being Hana'as Me'ah. We could have the Mechayev being both. Okay, that's, we're up to three. And then we could also have the possibility, and that we saw that the Kajib Glover said that the Mechayev is Hana'as Me'ah with a T'nai that is done Derech HaGarem. That's possibility number four. You could also have a T'nai going in the other direction. There's a Maram Shik that seems to say this, that you need Hana'as Garon, but it has to be a Maisa Achila that reaches your Me'ah. So there's a Chulis Maram Shik that says such a thing. I think that's all backwards. We could have started that way, you know. But does Hasnish learning for me? That's my concept. It's fine. At the end of the sugya, you should know there's a Maram Shik that says that way. The Ra, he claims that that's what the Rosh means. This Maram Shik I also don't understand. He claims that if you have, when the Rosh says you need Hana'as Me'ah, is because it's not called Derech Achila. But really the Mechayev is Hana'as Garen. And when our Rosh said that you need Hana'as Me'ah, that just meant Derech Achila. But those aren't the words of the Rosh in Maram Shik. It says, he says that he's men at Derech Me'ah. Those aren't his words. This Maram Shik is difficult. But to me, that's one of the things that the Sefer Moreshes Moshe uses. So those are our four, how many conceptual possibilities? Those are our four possibilities. We saw the different shitas of the poskim. At the end of the day, the pashtus is that the mechayev is hana'as me'ah. Maybe you need a derech achila in order for bracha. It did emerge, that fascinating tradition of the Magen Avraham. I always thought that birchas hamazon was just entirely dependent on hana'as me'ah. No. He says you also need Hana'as Garen. The Prima Gadim's Mahalach is most attractive. But the Prima Gadim says that if you're talking about Maisa Achila V'Kazayis, so then you have Hana'as Me'ah. Not enough. You also need Hana'as Garen for a Maisa Achila. But if you're talking about Sevilla, so then Hana'as Me'ah will be Mechayim. Some wanted to extend that Magen Avraham. We were Mefakpek that you can't extend that Magen Avraham to say that you need Hana'as Garam, but even if you extend the Magen Avraham, clearly the Prima Gadim disagrees with extending it. Hence, there's a lot of room to say that there's even a bracha on a feeding tube. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah, 12:45, 10 to 1, we'll be doing time. Buses and there.